I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital? Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the General Hospital recap for November 9th through 12th. I didn't feel like a lot happened until now. I'm looking down at my paper and I'm like, oh my gosh, a lot kind of happened.
It did.
Real quick though. So you're listening to this. It was released Monday, November 15th, but go to Maurice Bernard's State of Mind because our buddy Max's interview was on. We haven't had a chance to watch it yet because we're recording on the day that it was released, but
I'm so excited for
it. It's up there.
I'm so jealous.
I couldn't imagine talking to him now.
He's right.
Like, can you imagine? Yeah.
But maybe that's the good thing about being a kid is because you don't get it as much.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Maybe. I'm sure he feels like, yeah, we're friends. We talk about the show. We're talking about this. It's all just
normal. Oh, he's
normal.
In trouble in a couple years then when he realizes he's like, why don't these people all talk to me?
Right. Exactly.
Uh-oh.
They can stay friends forever. It's okay.
Yeah. I don't think he has the same relationship with his wrestlers, though. So he is getting like a good dose of,
there you go.
You know, okay, some people will talk to me, some won't.
Yeah.
Because he's not having all these conversations with the wrestlers, too.
Right.
So, ooh, I wonder if he's watched, there's a Netflix series. It's The Undertaker. And it's kind of like a choose your own adventure.
Oh.
And you watch it and you say, like, do you want to go left? Do you want to go right? Do you want to pick this? Do you want to do this? Do you want to go upstairs? Do you want to go downstairs? And it's all interactive and everything. Max, I need to know, have you watched that?
Won't make fun of you for being...
My husband is really into wrestling. I know this stuff.
Have you gone through and watched it and chosen every different option?
No.
Oh, okay. I'll take half of your nerd star away.
I'm only half a nerd this week.
That's right. So okay. Far. We're just getting started though.
We are.
You may have a couple.
I have a few nerdy
okay.
Points this week that we'll get into.
But... I'll keep the gold stars out then.
Okay. Well, who do you give your gold star this week?
My gold star this week goes to Sunny talking to Spencer.
Okay.
That was great. I was in love with him because Spencer said typical Spencer stuff. So if I tell Ava, sorry, like we're all good and now you forgive me. And Sunny's like, no, not how that works. You have to actually be sorry, man up, take responsibility for what you did. And then we will be towards the healing path of you didn't mess up that bad.
Yep.
So I don't know. This conversation's just mean more coming from Sunny.
No, I absolutely love that too. I love that Sonny went and like supported him and he was giving him really good advice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like, just because you are where you are right now
Doesn't mean you have to stay here.
Exactly.
Yes.
Work through it. And I thought that Sonny was proud of him for, you know,
right,
announcing himself as a Cassadine and everything. So
not always taking the easy way out. Loved it.
Yes.
Do you want my worst?
Sure.
What's the opposite of gold star? Tarnished star?
A rusted star?
Rusted star. Sure.
What's going to make up new stars?
What's your fallen star for the week?
There you go. Fallen star. I like that.
What's your comet? I don't
know. No, because comet sounds pretty, though. Fallen star, that works.
Sure.
Okay. Anyway, Esme with Trina. I was waiting for Trina to like punch her, even though she's too classy for that. Don't tell me what I can talk to people about.
But exactly. Mm-hmm. She was so, Trina is just like so well poised, but at the same time, very matter of fact.
Yes.
She's like, no, I'm going to be a good friend. Like, yes, you don't get to change who I am to my people just because
you
have a problem with it.
Yes.
But Esme, like, clenching her, making her palms bleed. Remember how last week I said that I started Riverdale?
Yes.
One of the actresses in it does that. One of the characters. And I've never seen that. And I'm like, seriously?
That sounds very owie. Let's not do that.
But it's how they control themselves. It's like their anger. So they dig. Well, the character on Riverdale, I think, does it in response to like when things are happening at her in her family.
Okay.
That she can't
control. Yeah.
Yeah. So like she'll sit there and, like, when she's getting bad news or, like, hearing something horrible, she'll grip her palms but makes them bleed.
Ugh.
Esme is not Betty Cooper, though, so.
That's good.
Yes. She is. No. Betty Cooper is way. Yeah.
All right. So what's your gold star?
My gold star? I don't do gold stars. Hold on.
Well, I'm making you do it this week. We're changing it up. Everybody give a gold star.
I'm a nerd. You're the star giver. Let's just go there.
I don't know that there's like a biggest nerd section that you could do.
The animal on the photo arc, it is a tarsier, and it's one of my daughter's favorites. Aww. And as soon as I saw it, I was like, it's a tarsier. And I only know that because of my daughter.
It was cute. I didn't know what it was. I knew I had seen it before, but I was mm-hmm. like, oh, that's cute. I want to pet that.
Yep. Yeah, that's cute. That's not my gold star, but that was just
your nerd moment.
One of them. I have three.
Oh my. Okay,
my gold star, Scott acting drunk.
Yes.
Loved it.
Yes.
Loved it all.
And he was so cute talking about how he wanted to rescue her.
I know.
Protect her well
enough.
No
one wants to help me.
Yes. So cute.
And Ava was really actually trying to be a good friend. Mm-hmm. Remember when we wanted them to get together? I'm glad it didn't happen.
Right.
But I like them as friends. Mm-hmm. I like that she...
I like how honest they are because she yelled at him for pretending to be drunk. And then he was like, yeah, if I had information, I wouldn't give it to you either. So exactly. We're the same person.
Exactly. Exactly. So, okay. That's my gold star.
I like that. I have one other gold star. It would be Robert with Olivia because he called her out on her stuff.
He gets the crystal gold star.
There you go. Called her out, was like, I think you'll like me because you've had this fantasy about me forever and you followed all of my stuff. And
she sees him as the hero. He's like, everything that you've mentioned is all my
like good stuff. Yeah.
Action and adventure. And
yeah. And that's not everyday life.
Oh, what did he say? It's the ideal. It's the idea.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Which is what most affairs are based off of. So perfect way of.
But I love that he said, you won't be happy with me.
Mm-hmm.
And he never said like, you're right. I want you.
Right.
It was,
I'm thinking of you and this is why it can't happen. But then he also pointed out all her Ned stuff and was like, you're avoiding. Just go get the test done. And if you're right, then you're right. Like, who cares?
You won. Asking, are you going to be okay if you're wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's
loved it.
Yep. Okay. Tristan Rogers has the most perfect wrinkles.
He does.
They frame his face like perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I couldn't stop watching. Like, I'm watching him console her, and I'm like,
wow, you've aged so perfectly for your face.
Like, and he has the happy wrinkles.
Right.
You know, so it,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Did I miss something where Olivia said that animals are, like, her passion, and the dog is, like,
no,
something?
This is new.
Okay. Okay. Because,
actually, if anything, wouldn't she hate animals, considering that when she tripped on LSD, all she saw was the dog?
I would think so, but I don't know.
Maybe she's conquering her fears.
There you go.
Oh my gosh. Is that the same kind of dog that she had in her vision?
No. Wasn't the dog that she had in her vision like a Husky or a German Shepherd
okay.
or something?
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, you got your full picture today or this week?
Yes. Yes. Thank you for showing me your dog picture. I appreciate it. No, I was just confused because they did show the picture and she said, I don't know where to hang this. And then Ned said, come to the gallery and we're making a donation to the animal shelter. I know that's close to your heart too, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, wait, what did I miss? Not that it's that significant, but
no, but it would be
bringing it up. And I'm like,
seen her.
Did she have like a childhood pet? I'm confused.
Right. No, I believe it is all new information, at least to me. I'm on the same boat.
All right, good. I'm all over the place today. Those were just the things that like jumped out at me that I really liked.
While we're on good advice, Portia talking to Liz about needing to do what's best for her, and Finn will understand her grief. Again, why aren't we having them bond over the fact that Finn is a widower?
Yes.
And Finn also lost his wife in a tragic way. She wasn't murdered, but right. he lost her to a disease that he was trying to cure.
Mm-hmm.
Even the fact, like, as an infectious disease doctor, remember when he did that job?
Right. Okay. Yeah. I forget. I think they forget. Even if it's not about him losing his wife. When Nina was in the coma, she was in the coma for like 20 years. That had to also be a devastating loss to him.
That was Silas.
Oh, darn it.
Wrong Michael Easton character.
All right. Can he like remember part of it? If he forgets he's an infectious disease doctor, can't he
forgets
remember
about Roxy something? Too.
True. Darn. Okay.
Yep.
All right. I'll give him that one. Yeah. There you go. Stick with his wife. I knew that in my head.
You got to keep your Michael Easton straight.
I know.
Side note, fun fact. So we just switched platforms to a new one that allows us to bundle things together in collections. And I have been having fun putting all the... So when we do our series...
Yes. No, I love the organization. I just am so excited to see how we classify, like, who played who.
We had two episodes that was called The Six Personalities of Michael Easton.
Like a whole different category over here. People who played 25 different people.
I think he might be the only winner. The winner. I mean, right now, Roger is on Todd Manning and Franco and now Austin.
Right.
So we're only three. And do we count Franco as two people, though? Because he played Franco two different ways, pre-tumor and post-tumor.
I think it's still
one. So we'll give him three and a half?
No.
Three and a half?
No.
Okay.
You don't get a half. Sorry.
What do you think?
Let us know if that's three and a half people or four.
Or three. I wasn't giving him two full
you're not
people.
Giving him two? Okay.
I wasn't giving him two Francos. Right. I was giving him one and a half Francos.
Okay. I thought you were trying to go for two.
No.
All right. Our conversations are absurd.
And this is why we podcast. Anyway, have you ever really tried to explain this to people? Because they're like, how do you do a podcast about General Hospital? And it's like, so my friend Amanda and I used to have these conversations and people were like, what the heck are you talking about? Or, oh my gosh, who are you talking about? And we're like,
not real people. It's okay.
Okay. What were you just on? Oh, we were talking about Portia and talking to Liz and everything. But I thought that was really good advice.
It was good advice. I thought that it was going to be her whenever the headlights pulled in for Cam and Joss, and then it was not.
I'm glad to see how all of that worked out. So, like, Scott being a supportive, yet I'm not going to tell you not to do something because I know that that just means you're going to hightail it and do it.
Exactly.
Slipping him a little protection in the handshake.
And I like that Joss had her own protection because you cannot always count on the boy to provide that.
Correct. But I like that they actually had a conversation about it. And it was, maybe we shouldn't right now.
Yeah. I liked how cute Cam was about it because he was like, obviously, yes, I want to. But at the same time, we need to both be ready. And it needs to be something that we do because we want to, not because you're in competition with Esme.
Right. But good for Joss for owning up to that was kind of her motivation. And do you know what I'm the most happy about, though? The fact that she is 19 years old and we don't have to all be.
Nope.
Doing it at like 14.
Exactly. And I also like that they're realistic, though, that she is getting pressure, even if people don't mean to pressure, because a lot of her college mates have already. And so she's like, well, this person and this person. So she feels left out.
She probably sees a lot of socks on doors. I mean,
is that still what they do?
Apparently they're talking about it. So I didn't know what it meant until I went to college.
Okay. I don't know where that segues into that conversation.
I didn't like that Cam kind of responded to Spencer's denouncing of the Cassadines in a, are you crazy? I mean, I do get it because Cam has to work so hard.
Exactly.
But he sees how miserable Spencer has been. Like, there's a balance there. I don't know.
I think he's looking at the big picture that the Cassadines have always been crazy. And if you don't keep feeding into it, you could have the perks of being a Cassadine, but not be a jerk. Like Nicholas was for a little while.
But exactly. None of them have sustained the...
Yeah.
So I just don't see Cam as a money motivated person. So to hear him be like, yeah, forget about, you know, your own personal and emotional well-being, at least you get the cash.
I think you're giving him too much credit. He's still only 18 also.
Okay.
I don't think that my 18-year-old would look at all of the different sides of that. I think she would be like, cool, money, yeah, be nice.
True. Speaking of Cassadines, Alexis is being released.
I really hope they have a good storyline for her because I'm not sure why she's being released.
Yeah.
What are we doing with her?
Oh, but I loved seeing Harmony a little brokenhearted about it.
Yes.
And not telling Willow who the person was.
That respect.
I know. Look at that privacy respecting.
What? I thought that when Austin went to talk to Valentine and he shut the door, I was like, oh, look at you actually wanting privacy, not just yelling in the hallway what you're going to talk about.
Yep.
I liked that Willow was nice to Harmony, back to what you were talking about, that she let her sit and that Harmony wasn't pushing it. Like when Wiley said, I can't take candy from strangers.
How heartbreaking is that, though?
That was so cute, though, his little line. He's so adorable. But that she respected it. She didn't jump in and say, oh, I'm your grandma, you can take candy from me. She let Willow explain.
Right.
And it was all okay.
Yep.
Love when grandparents respect parents.
Awesome.
I'll stick with the Metro Court because that's where we were at.
Okay.
I liked that Miss Wu remembered Brad was related to her this week.
Now we officially know. I don't think it was ever actually, when we talked to Perry Shen, he said he thought that his character did have ties to them. But I don't know that we ever actually.
I feel like at some point we did know that. I'm almost positive, but I could be wrong. Oh, I did think it was funny though. I keep calling her Mrs. Wu. Sunny called her Mrs. Wu at one point this week also, and no one corrected him.
Did he?
He did.
I missed it.
Talking to Carly, I think. He said Mrs. Wu, and I was like, thank you. I make that same mistake also.
What do you think about his answer?
I think it was honest. It was honest, Sunny. I won't interfere, but I'm not helping, so don't ask me to.
And tell but when he went to distance. Michael, like, what do you think about Michael's response?
I don't know. Michael's so back and forth lately. I don't know what he's going to do or what he's going to say. He's like, quit talking on my behalf. But does that mean something's going to happen? Or
like, she made a good case, you know, because I really do feel, yes, Brad should not have kept that secret for as long right. as he did. However,
he was in it.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, right. You make mistakes when your emotions are in it. And he didn't know how to come out of it. Like, not that that's an excuse, but how do you break that news to somebody?
Right.
So I don't know. I feel like Brad has beat himself up enough about it.
Exactly.
And lost enough that spending time in jail is not really teaching him a lesson. If he didn't learn from all of his life consequences, spending time in jail is not going to do anything.
Right. But he was mentioned by two different people this week because they Yay. Also mentioned Brett.
Yay.
So
maybe he will be the Thanksgiving surprise guest. Not Ooh. Guest, but like show up person.
Maybe we're going to get the nurse's ball. I don't think we're getting the nurse's ball this year.
Mm-mm. I bet not. I bet they're holding off till April or whenever we normally have it. I'm sorry. Maybe they're just waiting to send us our invitation.
Oh, okay.
That's why it's pushed off.
Our address is.
Exactly.
Address is. Our email address is pier54podcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
Just right. tell us. Attention, Amanda and Shannon.
Tell us the color dress you want us to wear and we'll be there. You don't even have to provide it for us. We can do it. Be all good.
They have been listening.
You can provide my dress if you want to. I'm not saying that you can't. I'm just saying, like,
just throw that out there. Like,
I just want the
I don't think I have a red carpet worthy.
But we could buy one.
We're not asking for money.
We could buy one, though. If that was the difference between going and not going, we could buy one. That's what I'm
saying.
Oh,
yeah.
So there you go. But I do think they've been listening. They were on Pier 54 like a zillion times again this week.
Just saying.
So thanks for the shout out to us, even though we took the name from the show.
There's more than one Pier 54. Pretty sure.
You think?
Maybe.
Oh, there's only one.
But back to Brad. He's only been in jail for 18 months.
I know. It feels like so much longer.
Yeah.
But I mean, but maybe they're not talking real months. They're talking cut COVID out months because stuff was on hold there.
Oh.
So that would make sense.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They do have a different time frame than us, thanks to COVID.
No, but I think that is right, though, because remember we talked to Wiley's mom right before COVID hit.
Yes. It's the beginning of February.
And wasn't their episode released? Our interview was released, I think, the day after they found out for sure.
Yes.
So it has been a year and a half. Wow. Man, COVID really messes up your time frame.
It does.
Weird, 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 weird. Oh, I loved Diane and Carly talking this week.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, face of a choir boy, heart of an assassin. That is That needs to be listed as bullet point one.
There you go.
On his description.
I liked Willow trying to prove her point. Can you give me your hand? And he's like, what? And she's like, just give me your hand. I'm going to jump up on this table and tell everyone how much I love you. Okay, wait, you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
I like seeing her cute and flirty like that, though. That yes. was like what we did get to see when she was with Chase.
Right.
Coming out with Michael. And I like that. That makes me a little more comfortable.
That's what we're missing. We're missing her personality.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. All she has been is Wiley's mom for all these months.
Yep.
I want to see more of the two of them actually being cute and falling in love and whatever.
Or now but they already are in love. They're soulmates.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean they're to question forever. Their love. I'm so sorry. Please accept my apologies. I did not mean to question their love. Deepening their love. How about that?
Okay.
Thanks.
Hey, Bee Gees. How deep is your love?
I love when you sing to us. Thank you.
He can sing that to her at the nurse's ball.
There you go.
Chad's never in it. He's, well, Michael.
Right.
He only strips.
That's what I was going to say. He does have a talent, but no, it's not singing.
I don't know where to go from there.
I don't think there is anywhere to go from there. I liked, because I was talking about them at the club, so we'll pretend like we're keeping the same setting. I like
okay.
Brooklyn saying to Chase.
I like how you're trying to really do these transitions.
I am.
I love it.
Let's find a way to make it match. Here's where it's going to match. All happened at the Savoy. I like when Brooklyn said to Chase, have you been shopping in Jason's closet? Where's your outfit? And he explained he was doing security. So apparently if you're doing security, you just have to wear the Jason outfit no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're cute together. They are getting...
She's blowing it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Depending on how she answers his question.
Yeah.
Of what happened the night that Bailey was born.
Yep. It's all coming together. Like, they're all going to get it at once.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised that Gladys didn't tell Valentine, though.
I can't figure out why not.
I don't know.
I mean...
She had Brooklyn's credit card, so that would have explained it. But when... I can't remember what sketchy guy actor's name is. Whenever Kip. He threatened her. Kip. Thank Kip. You. When Kip threatened her, then that should have shut it all down.
Yeah. He was Polly, though.
Okay. He was just sleazy.
That was just weird.
I didn't like all that. But anyway, I would still think she would tell Valentine the truth, assuming that he was going to then protect her.
Right.
From Polly, Kip, whoever.
Well, and he even threatened that. And he's like, just remember, like, I can basically be your... saving grace or your worst nightmare, like your call, you know?
I don't think that Austin realizes that the baby that Brooklyn has that isn't Valentine's is Maxie's.
I don't think he does either. Okay. Like, I really don't think that he...
Because for a while I was like, because he'd say something like weird to Maxie here or there. And I'd be like, is he hinting at he knows? But the more that I see him, I'm like,
I agree.
No, I think he just thinks Brooklyn's evil and not Maxie.
Yeah.
He's going to feel like a jerk when he realizes it's Maxie's, though. And he helped expose Bailey, Louise, whatever, to
Well, he just
Peter.
Oversaw Maxie handing over money to Kip.
Yes.
For medical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hospitals don't take cash, right?
I wouldn't.
Like, they send you a bill still.
Yeah. Like, you pay your copay at that moment, but you don't pay.
I don't even.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you pay the copay, to be honest. It's been a while since I've been to the ER. But even, again, if you do, you pay the copay and then they send you a bill for whatever's over the copay. You don't just say, oh, my procedure's $3,000. Here's cash.
Right. Like,
maybe some people do. If you do, congratulations. I do not have that kind of money to do anything like that.
So right after we bought our house, my husband was cutting up boxes and tripped and stabbed himself in the leg with a box cutter.
I remember you talking about this.
Yeah, that was great. You know what the worst part was, is the doctor was like, oh, hope you didn't use the good towel. And I just looked at him. I was like, I gave him the towel. Like, really, dude? You think, I mean, the whole time I'm driving and I'm like, oh my God, are you okay? Because like, there's a major artery in your leg.
Right.
You know, you can actually bleed out from your leg.
Right.
And JD's like, can you just drive? And I'm like, oh yeah, sure. Okay. I can do that.
Are you sure you don't want to drive?
I mean, I wasn't frantic or anything, but I was just like, are you okay? Am I driving too fast? Like, am I going over bumps? You know?
Exactly. You're being a good wife. That's what it is.
But apparently I let him have a good towel.
Yeah, I don't know.
So that jerk Link is back.
I like
this Marshall guy.
But I like that they kept Link as Link, that they didn't recast it, because he plays that role.
He is perfectly. Scary.
Yes. As soon as they showed him, I was like, oh God, I remember him.
Like, you just feel dirty looking at him. Like, you just need to go take a shower.
Exactly.
Ew.
They make him look the part so well. And I like that Curtis caught on and was like, wait, what's going on? There's some more information here. I want to know. This is not the mob.
Yeah.
So I don't know, though.
But, okay. So So far, he has talked to TJ, mm-hmm. confronted Portia, mm-hmm. messing up Curtis's lineup.
Right.
But then also beat up Joey Novak.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we?
I don't know.
Is it a new mob?
And who did he have beat up Novak? Because it couldn't have been him.
I think he did. Wasn't the last scene that we saw was him and like Joey hiding, looking at each other?
Yeah, they were like, he was like hiding in the shadow.
I think he beat him up himself. Really? I think so.
Wow. See, I just imagined he sent someone after him. Because for how bad Joey is, that man should have some bruises on him. I don't think Joey just stand there and take it.
True. I don't know.
I don't know either.
That is a good point.
Maybe he had like brass knuckles or something.
Yeah.
And that would lay Joey out. I don't know. I don't know how to fight even if
you have I don't know. So we're not going to deep dive that one. Of all the things I Google, I'm not going to Google how to beat someone up with brass knuckles.
And not get injured yourself.
Oh my goodness gracious. No.
When they finally come to arrest us, our search warrants are going to have all kind of good information on them.
Well, you're in charge of clearing my history and stuff like that. Oh, I shouldn't tell everyone that. That's right.
I don't know. You don't have an iPhone. I don't know. I know how to do that. I'm like, she went to jail because I failed as a phone. I'm sorry.
It's all on the cloud anyway. It does not matter.
That's true.
I mean, you can delete all you want. They're going to find it.
Yeah. But
so anyway. Do you know who the musician was, though?
Oh, they said it.
His name's Fido.
Okay.
Fido Xavier. He's the show's director.
Oh!
Yep.
That's awesome!
As soon as they said Fido, I was like, are you kidding me?
Oh, that's awesome.
So he's also a musician, and I did like a teeny tiny. So he does a lot of, at one point, I saw it listed as like space age folk rock type. So he does like, it's like a goth rock.
Yeah, it was different.
Type. He's talented. It's not my taste.
Right.
But I thought it was interesting. And I thought that it was so cool that they brought in the show's director to do it. Apparently he has like a huge following. You can get stuck on like Reddit threads about him and everything.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's awesome. I like how much the audience seemed to actually be enjoying it.
Yes.
So I figured it had to be someone somehow in their group, but I did not know who it was.
Yep.
Awesome.
I was kind of hoping for Rick Springfield. But
sorry.
Or, you know, Frisco Jones.
That would be so good.
I know. But I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool.
I'm glad they're bringing music back. That's what we loved about Luke's. Have different mm-hmm. performers on.
Mm-hmm. So Sunny presented Phyllis with Charlie's.
Mm-hmm. I was fine with Phyllis, but Nina was just a little too smug in the way she was talking to Sunny. Oh, I didn't think you'd change your rules so quickly. Oh, I definitely didn't think it'd be in my favor. Shut up.
He basically kind of said that, though. Like, seriously, just stop.
Right.
Like, just exactly. Let it go, girl.
This is about Phyllis, not about you. Back up.
He hasn't seen. Sorry, I'm covering my eyes. Because he hasn't seen Sean or Brooklyn since he's been back.
Right. After knowing that Brooklyn has a baby, he hasn't made a point to go and visit.
That, no. Mm-hmm. Or Sean.
Mm-hmm. Nope. I know. In one way they talk and it makes it sound like he's only been home for 3 days. And then the next way they talk, it's like he's been home for 6 months already. And you're like, none of this.
He's been home for 2 months.
No, that doesn't
remember
make
that
any
happened
sense.
The week of my birthday. Yes. I will forever be able to mark the day that Sunny came home.
I won't give you
we're not going to start singing that song again.
I won't give you a nerd star because it was your birthday.
It's my birthday.
But yeah. He should have seen all of those people.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that they said Phyllis is going to manage the bar because that should be Christina's.
Mm-hmm.
She's supposed to own it. Christina manage it.
At least if Sunny had said, Christina and I went over the books.
Yes.
I went over the books with Christina. Blah, 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 blah.
Right. Because you can have two managers. They're just not working at the same time.
You should have two managers.
You should have probably more than two managers. But yeah.
I agree. So I guess we'll see what happens. I would love to see Christina and Phyllis become friends.
Mm-hmm. That would be awesome.
I'm just really tired of Nina's woe is me.
I'm just tired of Nina, period. I would be okay if she had to go to prison for a little while.
I can't describe it. Like those, like her conversations with Sean, just, we didn't need that.
Right.
You know,
we do have something in common. He went to prison for you and I'm probably going to.
No, you're going to prison because you didn't tell the truth.
That was not Sunny's choice. Sean went to prison as a choice.
Yeah.
Not the same.
Like she can't be, you can't be a victim and a victor at the same time.
Right.
So she needs to stand her ground and be fighting back mm-hmm. a little bit, you know?
Right.
Maybe not fighting back, but at least like, listen, I'm standing by the fact I did not do anything wrong. I'm going to continue on with my life.
Exactly. Exactly.
Put an article in Crimson about it.
There you go.
Control your own narrative.
It's like he needs to have the same conversation with her that he had with Spencer.
Yes.
They can just do an intervention of everyone that's not taking responsibility.
Listen to this.
Because she really does, in her heart of hearts, believes that she was raped.
Right.
Then
act like it. Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Own it.
Yep. I don't have anything else except for the fact that Valentine's figuring it out also whenever he was talking to whoever, talking about the bodyguard putting the crib together and stuff.
Chase.
Chase, yes, that's who he was talking to.
And he just called him Chase. He didn't say he... I was shocked by this, and I don't know why. I couldn't figure out why. I mean, maybe he just forgot the word. That's okay. But he always has respect for yes. people's positions. And he said, Chase.
Not detective.
Not detective. Mm-hmm. Not detective Chase. Right. It was Chase. So I'm like, is he getting friendly with him? Is he... like familiar.
Yes.
Like, you know, are they?
I still feel like in that capacity, it's like whenever you're friends with a teacher, when you're sitting around having dinner together, she's just Susan or whatever. But whenever you address her at school, she's Mrs. So.
When were you having dinner with your teachers?
Not my teacher, the kids' teachers.
Oh.
Like, I was going to say, know the kids' teachers. And then through the years, you become friendly with some of them.
So I had a crush on like one of my teachers, like a schoolgirl crush, not like a serious, like would have done something about it crush. And he wasn't that much older than us. So I mean, like now it would actually be appropriate.
Yeah.
Like it'd be okay. So I was taking one of my sisters out for their 21st birthday and he was at the bar and he bought us both a shot. I sat there and said, thank you, Mr. Blah, blah, blah.
Yes. You have talked about this before.
I'm older. She's younger than me. And she's like, thanks, first name. I mean, I joked with him because so he was actually a middle school teacher and then he moved up to the high school. But in my middle school yearbook, he wrote his first name. He's like, your friend, blah, blah, blah. And so the first day I had him again, my junior year, I was like, hey, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, Mr. I was like, mm-hmm. And now we're friends on Facebook and stuff. But like, I sat there after he bought the shot and like, I held up my hand, like right, I did the shot behind. Like, me. I was like, this is wrong.
Yeah.
I'm of age. We're both of age. But it was just like. Right. I don't know. That was still weird to me.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, I didn't mean my teacher. I'm not friends with any of my teachers.
But gotcha. Yes.
The kids' teachers.
Yes.
You still address them. So even if Valentine is familiar with Chase and they're having a drink, then that's Chase. But when he's coming to question you, it's Detective Chase.
Yes. The only other thing I had was Jason and Drew in the wine cellar. One, how do they have a wine cellar in that condition? There is so much wasted wine down there.
I'm sorry.
There's dust all over everything. And the chariot card in the words stand down were his words to deactivate. The chariot card is about overcoming conflicts and moving forward in a positive direction. One needs to keep going. And through sheer hard work and commitment, he will be victorious. It stands for willpower, determination, and strength.
Nice. I didn't even write anything about all of that because it was so blah.
Oh, and we forgot to talk about the fact that GH has a milk bank. I think that's amazing.
That is amazing.
And Max is donating to it.
Yes.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Yes.
Anything else?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. I feel like we covered everything and threw in so many, hopefully, entertaining stories as we were talking. If you weren't entertained, I apologize.
Do-do-do. Reality check.
So, what's your reality?
I got the most awesome shoes. I went shopping on Monday for the first time.
What you need them for?
For my photo shoot tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay, okay.
So I don't shop. I hate shopping. I'm bad at it. I'm sitting here right now in like a long sleeve running shirt and like athletic pants, whatever. Like this is how I like to dress 99% of the time. So my soon to be official business partner and I are getting branding photos done tomorrow. And for some reason, it hit me. I was like, I should get purple shoes. Why do I not have purple shoes?
I don't know.
I don't know. I have purple everything.
Yes, she really does.
And, but not tackily.
No.
Tackily?
No, no.
Tacky? Tackishly?
Tackishly. That's not
tackishly.
Good.
Okay.
I like that.
Sure.
Okay.
And so I just Googled and I found these amazing shoes on Nordstrom's, but they had a half size smaller than my typical size. So this is like a life hack and my reality check. So I already knew if you took a blow dryer and like had on thick socks that you could stretch them out.
Yeah.
And I posted them on Facebook and I was like, how have I never bought these shoes before? Like, how do I not have a pair of purple heels? And someone was like, get a bag of water, put it in the shoe and put it in the freezer and expand it out. Oh my gosh.
perfect stretch.
That is genius.
I have so much, like yesterday when I was trying to walk around in them and break them in, I couldn't feel my toes.
Yeah.
I put them on today after out of the freezer and everything after, because the ice expands
right
just enough and it keeps its shape because the water fills the cavity.
Uh-huh. Brilliant.
Yep. I put them back in just to stretch out the heel a little bit more.
Yeah. Like,
because I only did the toes to begin with.
Yeah.
But, uh-huh.
That's perfect. Genius.
Perfect. And they kept the shape and it was, yeah.
Wow. Thanks for the life hack. That's awesome.
Yep. That was my reality check this week is
purple shoes.
Purple shoes.
They're super cute.
I can't wait.
They are a decent heel. Like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Thanks.
I'm impressed. I haven't worn real heels in forever. I would fall.
I haven't either. Head. Tomorrow's going to be like, but I've walked around in them. I'm good.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I might text you tomorrow to check on you. Do you need to go to the ER? Is your ankle okay?
I have flats in my bag too. So
very awesome.
Yep.
I can't wait to see the pictures.
Me too.
They're going to be so good.
What about you?
Yay. Oh, what did I do this week? I don't think I did anything this week that wasn't like kid, all about kids, like always. Megan had her first junior ROTC competition because she's on their drill team and they took third place out of sixth. We
awesome.
All the way up to Erie to watch them.
You should have stopped and said hi to my son. You passed him.
I know. I did think of that. One of the streets was called Edinburgh Street. And I was like, oh, yeah, because we're like in this
right
direction.
There. Yep.
So anyway, yeah, it was very exciting. It was nice to have something to support her because Emily had done bowling and I would go to all of those. And Madeline has her dance stuff and her cheer stuff. And I think that Megan has a little bit of middle child syndrome, even though she's not really the middle. So it was nice to have something for her. What?
How is Megan not the middle child?
Because I have four.
She's the younger middle, but then she's also in between the girls. She's the middle. If anything, she's like the middle.
She's not the middle child. There's four.
There's two middle. There's an older middle and a younger middle.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
Oh my gosh.
I'm the oldest of four, and that's how it is. It's the older middle, the younger middle, and then the baby.
Okay, I'm glad I'm the baby because all the rest of y'all are crazy. But anyway, I do feel in this case, she justifiably felt like the quote unquote middle child because she didn't do anything that I had to go and see. So now I went and saw her and she was very excited and Ryan went with me and she was happy to have, you know, the parents.
Spectators
there watching her and they did awesome and it was nice. So they have another one December 4th and she's already like, are you coming to that one? But I'm like, yes,
I'll be there.
Absolutely. So that was that. I don't think any of the other kids are doing anything exciting. Yeah, no, that's it.
Yeah.
It was just Megan. I know that's super boring, but it was just Megan. Oh, Friday I went and spent the day with my mommy, which was fun because I've not seen her with all the moving stuff. I had not seen her as often as I had been. So Friday we went to Sam's Club and Kohl's and Target and just did like normal.
But you had your mommy shopping.
So yeah. It was nice.
Aw,
that was sweet. That was my me time. So
yeah.
Cool. There you go. I'm boring again. I'm sorry.
Mine was shoes.
But they're cute shoes.
They are super cute. I am so excited about them.
So,
yes.
So, yeah, that's it.
All right. Well, join us on Thursday. We are picking back up with Alan Quatermain. We're going to only do 90 and 91 because, oh, my goodness.
You're still not going to like them. We're not there yet. I'm sorry.
I feel like we're kind of getting in there, though.
We're getting closer, but
there's hints of it.
Sure.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
So, join us on Thursday.
And have a good week.
We'll meet you at the pier. Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.